The latest details from the Baltimore bridge collapse. American students are chronically absent from school, and inflation ticked up a little bit compared to last month. Additionally, a new healthy restaurant has opened up in Gypsum. Preschoolers in Vail and Edwards received a visit from Governor Polis, and the Colorado Department of Transportation approves safer pedestrian crossings in Avon. All of this and much more in the very fifth episode of Rewind with Alvaro Morin Garcia. Good morning, everyone. My name is Alvaro, and you're listening to Rewind. Tomorrow is Easter Sunday, so we would like to extend a happy Easter to all of those who celebrate Easter. We're glad to be covering here a week of tons of news. We're also glad to extend a huge thank you to you, the listener, for supporting Rewind with Alvaro Morin Garcia, a show under the My Future Pathways TV network. My Future Pathways serves and supports Eagle County's underserved youth and families in a holistic way to help them meet their full potential. They offer two youth centers in Eagle County, mentoring opportunities every week, and a summer camp filled with field trips and tons of fun. And here's the kick. It's 100% free, no strings attached. If My Future Pathways interests you, please visit myfuturepathways.org. Just a reminder that Rewind with Alvaro Morin Garcia is available on all major podcasting platforms. So let's dive into our first story. On Tuesday, the Francis Scott Key Bridge in Baltimore, Maryland, collapsed after a 985-foot-long ship hit a critical component of the bridge. The search and rescue aspects of the investigation have concluded, and the next few weeks will focus on clearing debris from the Port of Baltimore. Completely rebuilding the bridge will take even longer, according to federal and state officials. Six men, all of whom were immigrant workers working on the potholes on the bridge, died as a result of the collapse. Our hearts go out to their families at this time. Sam Bankman-Fried, the former crypto boss and founder of the cryptocurrency exchange FTX, was sentenced on Thursday to 25 years in prison for his role in defrauding users of the collapsed crypto exchange. FTX was once valued at $30 billion, and Bankman-Fried's net worth at its peak was $20 billion. FTX collapsed in November of 2022 after it was revealed that it had a major cash shortfall. Bankman-Fried will be transferred to a low to medium security prison to serve his sentence. The latest U.S. inflation report shows a higher inflation forecast compared to last month's. The Federal Reserve's preferred inflation gauge, known as the Personal Consumption Expenditures Price Index, was up 2.5% for the 12 months that ended in February, a faster pace than January's 2.4% rise in prices. The Federal Reserve's goal for inflation is 2%, but this 2.5% number shows that their goal may be out of reach for some time. However, Federal Reserve Chair Jerome Powell said that he was not concerned about the state of inflation. President Biden hosted a record-breaking fundraiser in New York City on Thursday, where he joined forces with former Presidents Barack Obama and Bill Clinton. The event raised more than $25 million for President Biden's re-election campaign, and the fundraiser was hosted by celebrities and featured numerous musical guests and artists. In general, President Biden's campaign has raised more and spent less than Trump's campaign, which has raised less and spent more. Since the pandemic, absences among adolescents have gone up in a worrying pace. In the 4 years since the pandemic closed schools, U.S. education has struggled to recover on a number of fronts, including learning loss, enrollment, and student behavior. Nationally, around 26% of public school students were considered chronically absent from school last year. Chronic absence is typically defined as missing at least 10% of school, or about 18 days for any reason. The increases since before the pandemic occurred across districts varying in size, wealth, and racial composition. All right, now let's move on to local news for Eagle County, Colorado. In local news, a new restaurant recently opened up in Gypsum called House of Poke. Its distinctive features include being a completely healthy restaurant in Eagle County. It is owned by Alua Woolsey and managed by Alexandra Slaw. They aim to sell affordable, healthy meals for residents of Eagle County, and their food is inspired by Woolsey's Hawaiian roots. On Thursday, the Vail Daily reported that the Colorado Department of Transportation has approved safer pedestrian crossings in Avon. Flashing pedestrian crossings will arrive in Avon in the spring or summer of 2025. This comes after the town has made improving pedestrian safety along Highway 6 a priority for years, and escalated the urgency of creating change recently, following the death of a pedestrian in a hit-and-run accident on March 5th. Bravo Vail recently announced a summer series of free concerts for the community to enjoy, according to the Vail Daily. Highlights include Bravo Vail's first free community concert at Leadville's Tabor Opera House, as well as outreach programs in conjunction with Sinfonica de Minerias Residency. Something distinctive about this year compared to last year is that they are trying to provide more bilingual concerts this summer and inviting more Latin American artists. And finally, touting the success of early childhood education programs across the state, Governor Jared Polis visited the Children's Garden of Learning in Vail and the Edwards Early Learning Center. Governor Polis visited the preschools and celebrated the success of Colorado's Universal Preschool Program. Eagle County School District received $850,000 from the federal government to support the expansion of the Edwards Early Learning Center, which will nearly double the school's capacity. It will also use some of the funds from the bond passed by voters in November of 2023 to build a new early learning center and workforce housing development in Gypsum. All right, that's all of the news this week that we decided to cover for national news and local news for Eagle County, Colorado. As always, Rewind with Alvaro Marin Garcia is available on all major podcasting platforms. We thank you for listening, and we hope you have a great Easter weekend.